the teammates in this locker room who have not been to the playoffs, what it's all about?
I don't tell them anything. I think some of the guys in here want to be naive. But it's important for them to understand that, you know, it's going to be a crazy environment. You know, the intensity of the game is going to be higher than, you know, probably anything they've seen. Maybe not, because, you know, we've kind of played two playoff games already this year, must-win games. But the intensity is going to be high, and just bring your A game, because you don't have any, you know, do-overs. You know, it's win or go home, and, you know, it's a special time, and you won't understand until you play in it. And, you know, that's kind of what the vets told me my first time, and, you know, and it was pretty accurate.
Justin, many people have asked, have you or will you give yourself any chance to look back a little bit?
And
just think of what everything you and this team have gone through to get here.
That's what the offseason's for. You know, we just watched the Dallas tape, and that's the only thing looking back I feel like doing right now. It's all about moving forward, and, you know, all of our attention and energy are focused on, you know, learning about this Atlanta Falcon team and preparing to play a great game against a team that we don't really know yet.
Jerry Reese mentioned a few times yesterday about battle-tested. He thought the schedule battle-tested this team. You feel battle-tested?
Absolutely. Being battle-tested is it's good and bad. Good because, you know, you've played the best teams in the country and you know how you stack up against them and you've seen, you know, guys' best shots. But you also kind of battered and bruised by playing, you know, some of those great teams too. So, but, you know, this is exactly, I think, where we need to be right now. And obviously we got a lot of work to do, but, you know, it seems like we're progressing every day, every week. And that's all you can ask for a team. Just get better every week. And it gives you that shot to just, you know, keep playing. And that's all we can ask for.
Justin, a lot of people are probably going to want to draw the comparisons and draw the similarities between 2007. But what can you take from that experience and transfer it and apply it to what you're going to do now?
Any given Sunday, man. That's what I take from it. You know, I don't think we were favored in any game we played in that playoff run. No one really gave us a shot. But, you know, once you get in this tournament, in this playoffs, you know, any team can win. Any team can get hot. Any team, you know, any team in these playoffs can beat any team in these playoffs. And that being said, you know, 07 just proved that for us. So it's confirmation that, you know, we go out there and you know, play one play at a time, one game at a time. We can beat anybody in these playoffs. But that being said, man, you know, 2017, they had their own identity. They had their, you know, their moments. And hopefully, you know, this 2011 team can have their identity and have their moments. You know, we're not the same team as we were in 07. And, you know, I'm not going to try to say that we are. But we have a lot of similarities. And, we can do a lot of things that we did in 07. And hopefully we can get on that run.
Jason, what is this team's identity?